After a historic downturn in revenue, the Wyoming legislature has started this year's session with a number of concerns. They still have a $150 million shortfall in revenue to fund their current budget, and K-12 education funding has a $400 million deficit, and they have no money for school construction. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that while legislative committees have been focused on other issues, there will soon come a point where lawmakers need to figure out how to move forward.
Almost 20 years ago, a group of legislators and revenue experts decided that the state needed to determine what services it wants and what it would cost to provide those services. Buffalo Representative Mike Madden remembers those discussions well, and he says the problem is simple.
We have built a paternalistic dependence on the mineral industry, and when they have a hiccup, we have trouble learning how to act.
Which leads to extensive budget cuts and panicking. The state legislature is probably better prepared for this downturn due to the fact that it saved some of its surplus over the last 15 years. Currently, the main legislative savings account is over $1 billion. But Madden is among those who would like a more stable source of revenue. But getting taxes passed is a tough gig. His committee will be looking at some moderate measures in coming weeks.
There's a couple of cigarette tax bills that we're looking at, even a liquor tax of all things that we're looking at, and there's some other taxes. So I think there's a lot of opportunities that we can do the right thing, I think.
But the only way to make up for the loss of energy revenue is to pass a major tax. Those tax hikes are typically dead on arrival. Senator Leland Christensen smiles when he thinks about the conversations with constituents who want service after service.
We don't have enough money for all of that, and the people of the state are going to be involved in that decision, whether it is a tax increase, a sales tax, a property tax, or an income tax. People need to think hard when they say we want more or we want to maintain, because we've got to balance our budget by constitution.
In other words, Wyoming is not the federal government. That's why so many state agencies saw budget cuts this year and why lawmakers are looking to cut funding from K-12 education. The governor has proposed a long-term plan to once and for all diversify the economy. House floor leader David Miller was not keen on that when the legislature kicked off 2 weeks ago.
Diversifying the economy will not diversify the tax base. In fact, every non-mineral job is a further drain on our limited revenues.
That's because many think Wyoming's tax structure is screwed up. The minerals industry pays a lot in taxes. The rest of us don't. So when prices drop, so does Wyoming's revenue. Laramie Senator Chris Rothfuss says that needs to change.
Imagining a future where we have a diverse economy, what would we want that tax structure to actually look like if the economy were diversified so we had an information technology sector, a biotechnology sector, robust manufacturing, and the minerals industry?
As the state looks to diversify the economy, Rothfuss wants lawmakers to take time to change the tax structure.
Look at what other states are doing, states that have diversified economies. What does their tax structure look like relative to ours? How do they implement that? Are there ways that we can phase it in or provide that you don't have redundant taxation so that we're not penalizing people anew?
A number of legislators are slowly coming around to that idea. Cheyenne Representative Dan Zwanitzer says they need a long-term view.
I think the last 2 years we've been doing short-term fixes. And we probably could do another short-term fix, but the longer you kick the can down, the greater the overall magnitude of a complete fix is going to have to be. And so there's no reason to delay it really another year if we can try to figure out how to solve it now and start making strides to that end.
And Zwanitzer says there's a lot of discussion about doing things differently.
I think now with a new crop of legislators, we're younger than ever and median age. The conversation really is back to the future. I know Speaker Harshman keeps emphasizing as a teacher and a coach, you know, we've got to look to the next generation. We've got to keep our kids here, and maybe that's where it starts.
Lawmakers are hoping to develop some solutions this summer with a number of public hearings. Senator Leland Christensen says that's great, but some spending and revenue discussions need to begin now. He says the education funding crisis is real, and they need to work quickly to solve it, but it needs to be done wisely, too.
I think we need to be aggressive, and we need to take some action this year we're going to have to define some steps. Are we going to solve the whole thing in 1 year? I kind of like that approach, that we take some significant steps and then we let it settle and see how it fits before we try to just roll the dice and hopefully get it right in one big decision.
Legislators will tell you that it's difficult for elected officials to think beyond the next 2 years. But if they don't, the boom-bust cycle will continue. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.